Well, the voice. I was talking to someone and he said, that voice. That's why I stopped Rob Banks, you know. Because the moment you go stick up, it's Sister P, come on, Robbie back, you know. I stop. Anyway, there's, I feel like I have more people to shout out, but I can't think of it right now.
I want to shout out Pete Douglas because I know you're going through.
Same
thing with his sister. So, Pete, boss, hold on. Hold on, boss. What are you going to do?
I tell you, I have nothing to say, eh? But I will say I'm going to big up my Spencer, my darling Spencer. Spencer, this Tuesday. Spencer's coming. It's like when you know teacher is coming and you've been working on your work and they come to your desk with the red pen to come and correct and to do whatever it is they have to do, right? It's a teacher coming on. You know, I hope Wheezy can join us. I want to big up Wheezy as well. And Howard Franklin, Montgomery Carr. I'm in the area this long time.
But you wasn't around because yesterday you're busy. Last week you went, these Saturdays you're not there. So I used have to fool you in most of the time. Because
but somebody tell me, send me, we just chat people business pan boom boom time.
Who people business we chat?
Thank you, Howard.
Yeah.
And you know what? To see how he have another name, right?
Is it Howard or Coward?
Thank you. I'm a husband. I read my mind, right? He decided that he was going to. But you see, but True Storm, you know, is a promoter. And the promoter called yesterday, was talking about her life. She never want to rough up her godfather, you understand? But let him try that with Storm another time.
I don't know why anyway.
Chat.
I know. It is what it is.
Uncle, I love you. I love you, Howard. I miss you dearly, dearly, dearly. I threatening to go by your house, stand up at the top of your garage and chat to you. Load, right? Just to see you and make we galang like how we usually galang. All right, folks, we're going to go down. Alrighty. Little technical difficulties right there. It's something about kicking the electrical wire out, which is not a good thing, right? But I believe our next song is cued here.
Yeah, have it under control.
All right, now, nice.
I don't know
nice.
What will happen when.
Well, when we press play.
It's all relaxed.
It's not
good.
That, but the studio gremlins have to have room to jump up. I think we brought some of the CKUT gremlins here. This man has a new for us because, you know, we haven't been following much of him. You haven't heard from him for so long. And so I want you to look for it, right? And tell me the name of the new set of music that he's been producing. But I heard this on my new show. I have a new show. And that's MrDesmond.net. MrDesmond.net played it. And I say, I go and play it too. Every Sunday nights from 7 to 9, some of the best love music. I take a bath, bubbles, wine, candles, because he just plays the very best in love music. Right now, he has a tabanka because it's Miami Carnival. So I go hear the tabanka love songs tonight. I could just imagine. So this one is one that I heard on MrDesmond.net. And of course, Mr. Desmond, no stranger to Montreal audiences. He's been here a couple of times. Hey, props to you, Wilma. And this is Billy Ocean. Text and tell me Billy's new song. It's a beautiful rendition of a classic.
I remember Say it for me one more time. If I can't see your face, I'll And I can't stop thinking about the love that you made for me. And I can't get you out of my head. How in the world would I begin to let you walk right out my life and blow my heart away? And I can't stop caring about the apple of my eye. And I can't stop doing without the center of my life.
All who remember this one, yeah, taking you way, way back. Hey, Mitch Julian, back in your days.
About time to go. I wanna do the know what they're fighting for. Now, girl, do your thing. Why don't you shorten up your dress?
'Cause the guys today, they wanna take that man.
Wait a minute. I say, girl, do your thing. Why don't you shorten up your dress?
Because the guys today, they wanna take that man.
Just give me some bucks and I'll be straight. Wait a minute. Saying it, doing it, it's just a different thing. It's just as much different in it, night and day. Saying it, doing it, it's just a different thing. Just as much different in it, it's night and day. You got to dig it. Hey! Wait a minute. Like you see it, say it like it is. This ain't nobody's mind, but what it is and what it is. Mean it when you say a thing, take my advice. Pick up on your rap, good God, give yourself another chance. Saying it, doing it, just a different thing. It's just as much different in it, night and day. Saying it, doing it, just a different thing. It's just as much different in it, night and day. People always fighting wrong. I wanna do the know what they're fighting for. Now, girl, do your thing. Why don't you shorten up that dress?
'Cause the guys today, they wanna get that mess.
Why don't you shorten up your dress?
'Cause the guys today, woo, they wanna get that dress.
Saying it, doing it, it's just a different thing. It's just as much different in it, night and day. People have faith, lay your hand, concentrate, do the best you can. Fellas, you got the boat.
On the PM side. Well, you know what time it is now. Eh? It's about reggae. So I'm going way, way, way back. Strictly bubbling now. Eh?
I hear that.
Basement party. We give thanks. We give thanks
for all of it.
Each and every day we do this, but we give an even heartier thanks on Thanksgiving. And if you're craving like us, we also celebrate the American Thanksgiving too. Right, and if a Trini keeping a Thanksgiving or a prayers, you're giving thanks again there too, right? Because it's all good. We're supposed to do it every day.
So much different type of Thanksgiving that I have in the Caribbean and even here.
I tell you. I don't have because no pilgrims in mind.
Yes, when we home in Trinidad and we doing Thanksgiving. That's more on the Baptist faith, you know.
Hold on, before I hit the reggae, there is somebody I want to quickly talk to, right? I'm now remembering, right? Hey, Roma girl, you're on air with me, child. You there?
Yes, I am.
All righty.
I'm on air, but you set me up.
Yeah, quite like that, because I know that is you. You know what I'm saying? You good, man. You could talk.
Yes, you could talk. Hi, honey. How are you doing?
Like she run.
She run or what?
I don't know. I pressed something. I don't know. Did I press something? I don't know. Let me see. Let me see if we get her back. Because I know that she has two fabulous things. There she is.
Yes, my dear.
Darling, no. Roma Spencer is probably one of the best educated theater practitioner in Canada. She is an author, a playwright, an actress, now also a film actor. And also she is, I would almost say, ethnoculturalist and anthropologist because of her knowledge of Caribbean arts, in particular Trinidad and Tobago, as the arts and culture and carnival arts are practiced in that island. My girl, child, love it, doo-doo. You're doing two fabulous things this year, this week, and I think in the next 3 weeks. One, the film that you had, which is you starred in, you were part of the cast, was at TIFF, and I understand now that the film will have a broader theatrical release around Canada. Tell me a bit about Scarborough.
Well, the film, as you know, was premiered at TIFF last month. And no sooner it was premiered, like, you know, immediately it was picked up for distribution. I cannot remember the name of the distributor, so
that's
please
fine.
Forgive me.
We're going to do that with the director.
Yes, yes. And it will soon have a Canadian-wide theater a release coming up soon. I would want to think that it could be before the year is out, but don't quote me. But I know they said it is pretty soon. Yeah. The film Scarborough is written by Catherine Hernandez, and it is directed by Rich Williamson and Shasha Nakai. Yeah.
Now,
and,
because Scarborough...
Comfy films, yeah.
Scarborough, mm-hmm. Of course, you know, there's a Scarborough in Tobago, there's a Scarborough in the UK, there is a Scarborough in Canada, and if you're black, you must have, if it's even one family, in Scarborough. Tell me a little bit about the synopsis.
It tells the story, well, first begin, Scarborough is a novel. Written by Catherine Hernandez, award-winning novel that she herself adapted as well for film in collaboration with both the directors Rich and Shasha. Mm-hmm. And Scarborough tells the story of a group of family, First Nation, a white Canadian kid, First Nation kid. It's really a children's story, eh? And a First Nation kid, Canadian kid, and immigrant kid, Filipino, okay. Yeah? And the intersectionality that takes place between these three families as they struggle to live, you know, and survive in Scarborough, albeit Canada. The struggles that goes on with the First Nations mother because she has one kid that is... autistic, and the child has never been diagnosed. She doesn't get any kind of care for the child, and what happens as a result of that. Then the Canadian child whose parents are both addicts, substance abuse, of course. Aww. And she's now sent, the mother kind of almost abandoned the child to live with the father. And the father, who himself is an alcoholic. The child doesn't go to school. And what happens in the end, the child meets her death through a fire that took place in the house. So it is really, as I said, the intersectionality that takes place between these three families
and it's a tough
that are living in Scarborough, just trying to live, survive, and thrive. Yeah.
And you play what in the film?
I play Mrs. Winsome, a restaurant owner in Scarborough, in the vicinity. The restaurant is called Everything Nice.
Look. And look, we having you back on again, all right? Because we have to talk about your play. But more importantly, in the last couple of minutes that we have here.
Yes, yeah.
Calypso History Month, what you doing with that, my child?
Well, I am organizing with Roots of Calypso, a forum headed by George Mirage. I had thrown out a challenge to him last year that it's time that he, you know, his symposiums on Calypso, which he has for the Calypso, to commemorate Calypso History Month, it's time that we see more women involved, because I was tired over the years only seeing one woman and a certain man. So last year, when I was again, I was one of the one woman last year, I threw out the gauntlet and he picked it up and he said, well, why don't you do it? So there we are. This year we are having a woman on Calypso symposium. The entire, all the panelists are all women speaking to different topics on Calypso. Like my paper is entitled Calypso of the Absurd in Spoiler and Shadow. Then you have, you have Professor Ramabai here in Toronto. She's doing Singing Sandra, Them Women Stronger Than a Wall. You have Nandi Jacob Stevenson out of New York doing Lyric the Lyrics Man and The Nation He Carried, which is dealing with the works and struggles of Winsford Joker Devine. And we have Dr. Alison McCletchie out in South Carolina. She's doing Jamet Power, Sin and Sexuality in Calypso. And a sister out in Jamaica, Dr. Kai Barrett, she's doing Savannah Grass. I forget what was the other part of it, but you know, she's doing something on Kes Savannah Grass.
Listen to me, let me just tell you, Jamaicans take Savannah Grass and hello, you know. I feel with you now, you know.
Hey, all right, are we taking Kes? She only living in Jamaica and teaching there, but she's from Trinidad.
That's right, but she's Jamaican now. Right? And we set
she
it teaching up.
She's Jamaican minds.
Yes, thank you. Whatever. We take her and we take that too, because it's the Jamaicans you want to see when hello at Savannah Grass. Come on.
Uh-huh.
Hey.
They love it. They love it.
Yes, my love. Listen, yes. What is this symposium?
So this happens just to have you know, it's called Savannah Grass, Soca and Collective Memory. And the symposium is a Zoom webinar, happens next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, October 16 and 17. You can check our Facebook page, Women on Calypso Symposium, and you'll get all the details, the Zoom link, the Zoom login, and the password so that you can have a seat at the webinar next weekend at 2 p.m.
Women on Calypso Symposium.
Yeah. OCM on Facebook, our Facebook page, go on the page, like it. And you get all the details for the 16th and 17th at 2 p.m.
2 p.m. before Boom Boom Time and before DJ Storm's birthday. We got this. Always a joy to interact with you. Always a joy to hear what you're doing. And, of course, when we text in at 1 o'clock a morning, because we're the best insomniacs. Hey.
Two jumbies, a jumbie and
Dopey.
A guppy.
Yes, I tell you. Art, my love, thank you for calling us. And let's keep this cultural corridor open, because there are a lot of initiatives that happen throughout Canada that people backwards and forwards. But I think because of our theater and our radio and our Thing Pass, let's keep this going, because we are like minds, right? So we do the silly, we do the macabre, but we also do the educational components on promoting living and breathing the Caribbean arts, right? So let's keep this going here at CKUT Boom Boom Time.
Yes, and I hope that you all in Montreal as well, the Calypso practitioners out there, like people like Skippy and Dennis James, that they all, you know, tune into this and help in commemorating Calypso History Month as well in Montreal.
Yeah. That's right.
October is the month of Calypso History Month.
And before I let you go, I'm going to say this. As much as these are woman-created spaces, they are for men to be there. Listen, and if there is an avenue to participate, do that. So it's not only us for us. It's because we ain't stay, so really, you know, we're not tanso.
Mm-hmm.
I love you, my dear. Take care.
Thank you.
We're going to bust some reggae. I hope you're tuning in online. CKUT 90.3 FM, CKUT.ca, yes. And I have a tune that I am going to play now.
ckut.ca.
Yes, my love child.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, baby girl.
Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, please. Bye. All righty. So now we're going to do this like this. Ah!
Lots of people keep on skanking. Why the rock is people blue? A form of enjoyment. Nobody fighting at the dance, dance, dance. We come for enjoy the city. We come for enjoy the city. Nobody fighting at the dance, dance, dance. We come for enjoy the city. While the music playing and me hygiene's dancing, the sister dancing. If me see a man, I dance with me woman. Me never get jealous. Me never make no fuss. No matter fighting at the dance, dance, dance. We come for enjoy the city. We come for enjoy the city. Entertainment. It's a form of enjoyment. No matter fighting at the dance, dance, dance. We come for enjoy, we see if. We come for enjoy, we see if. Please, Mr. DJ, nobody feel no way. Let reggae music play in a different style, in a robot dub style. Nobody fighting at the dance, dance, dance. We come for enjoy the city. We come for enjoy the city. Everyone keep dancing, keep on smoking, keep on drinking, while the music play in a different style. In a rubber dub style. In a different style. Let reggae music play, yeah. Let it play. Nobody feel no way. Please, Mr. DJ, let reggae.
DJ Africa, aye. C'est too bad, DJ Africa, aye.
C'est la demande quand j'attends, sans demande, y'a un African pour des versions. Y'a un jaman, y'a un African pour des versions. J'en veux, mais c'est.
Je vis des mina rubber dog style, aye. I go give them in a different style, aye. I strictly rubber dog where they want, aye. So give them where they want, make them go, aye. And this abyss I make you walk on a wine. Girl, this abyss I make you feel so fine. If you no mind, meet me quarter to nine. And this abyss I make you walk on a wine. And this abyss I make you feel so fine. If you no mind, meet me quarter to nine. The people them say too much lyrics for my mind. German we have to give them in a different design.
Because I'm way down, Calypso, I'm way down, funky. Cause they my reggae music, rap, evil monkey. Chatama Santa, you're not pit up. Clang bang, little Tama Santa, you're not pit up. Clang bang, little top on the version.
Hey! You don't mind if we quarter tonight. The people, they must sing up a lyrics for me mind. If you don't mind, beat me quarter tonight. Cause this a bass and make you feel so fine. Cause little girl, we have to get you tonight. You run left for me the other night. Cause little girl, we have to get you tonight. You run left for me the other night. Can this a strictly rubber dubbing on the park? Can this a strictly rubber dubbing on the park? Jatama Santa and Afita. Jatama Santa and Afita. Jatama seem tall and a tie on him shot. Jatama seem tall and a tie on him shot. Jatama Santa and Afita. Come with the Jatama Santa and Afita. I go give them in a rubber dog style. Where we stay? I go give them in a rubber dog.
Thank you, Lord, for what you've done for me. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing now. Thank you, Lord, for every little thing, yeah, yeah. Thank you, Lord, for you make me sing. Said I'm in no competition, but I made my decision. Thank you, Lord, for every little thing. Thank you, Lord, for you make me sing. Sing along, sing along.
I can't hear you. No, not at all.
All right, yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Wanada Show. That's Jamaican for another episode of Boom Boom Time. Done.
Well, I hope people enjoy all their Thanksgiving weekend.
And virtual Miami Carnival. When do they hit the road? Today or tomorrow?
I think, what is tomorrow? Tomorrow is it, ended?
We, me no know, sir. But I just hearing the music and, yeah, the little, that's another dopey that jump up
yes,
in at me.
It's at Tabanka, if anybody who really, really into the carnival thing. I mean, I have my cousin. She does be in every carnival, right? She done there already. You know? She done in Miami. She in New York. And that's my cousin Elsa. Right? And she does enjoy. Man, she does having fun.
Listen.
And this is all about it. A lot of people with the Miami thing get into Banca. But hey, listen, people. It's next year. Don't worry. Next year could be a better out here, should I say. Out here. When you could go out and, you know, feel comfortable. Actually, you know, more comfortable than
and you're not fighting today. With your family, six of whom vaccinated and the other six not.
Exactly.
And hosted comfort.
Yes, man. By next year, they have all kind of things. Now I've seen they have pill, they have spray, they have, man, listen, they have all kind of things for the COVID. So, yeah, by the time next year, all them DJs in Trinidad who get in the Tabanka and all them kind of stuff, they know. Next year gonna be the year, and I hope Trinidad probably do something, not in the carnival on the road, but you know, like a little panorama or a little king and queen
or something.
We're gonna
see. By the way, Tabanka,
yes,
Trinidad Tabanka. And Tobago parlance for massive heartbreak. What is I still have to find somebody to sit and come tell me what is the Jamaican equivalent to Tabanka?
Bun.
No, bun is horn. Horn and bun go together.
Yes.
We have to go look for it. That's a big, big, big
chunk. Because a horn you can get Tabanka. But Tabanka, but yes, horn it could be a different thing.
Yeah,
true,
yeah.
You know? Yeah, yeah. Come on, the thing about Tabanka.
We don't get heartbreak like that. We get bakes. Reinforcing some stereotypes, right? We get happier, we get bakes. A little gray in between. And that's it for the show.
Yep.
This is Boom Boom Time. Make sure your actions are not the actions to cause another person pain. My name is Sister P. 514 on Instagram, that's SISTAHP 514 on Instagram, right? And there is a Boom Boom Time Facebook page. Roma, if you're listening, BHUMBHUMTYME. Post up the symposium and all your stuff there so our listeners who did it run fast enough forget the pen, they crash the pen and the pen never write. We're going to leave you with this because when they have Tabanka, you're in mourning. Life has rapidly changed or you're good. You're good. Even with all of that, you're good. It's because this man tells us what we don't know already.
That's right, Montreal. So make sure your action is not the action to cause another person pain. We are there.